Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it. Super exciting day. Oh, the weekly holiday has arrived. You excited, Vinny? Got big plans for the weekend?
I am excited. But I had a great day yesterday, so
yesterday.
All the days are good, Sarah, I tell you this.
Yeah. I went to Michael's Sourdough yesterday, so it was it's always a great day when I go get a nice Sammy.
Yummy.
How'd
ding,
that
ding,
go?
Shame. So good.
The new location's good for you?
Oh my God, it's so much nicer. There's like big windows all along the side.
A lot more seating?
A lot more seating. It used to just be this little, I mean, it was totally worth it, and I would never have even thought to myself, oh, they need to move, because I was like, who cares? The sandwiches are delicious, but this place is like open and spacious and airy. Talking about the San Rafael location.
Right.
They have many locations.
Well, I shouldn't even say it.
What is it?
No, never mind. I don't want to say it.
Why? What?
Please say it.
I tried to go there. Where were we? Sonoma, I think. And I'm headed there to the new location. And there before my eyes is El Pollo Loco.
Oh.
Hey, let's go over here. I didn't go to get a sandwich.
I think we've had this conversation before because I've never been to an El Pollo Loco. Mm.
I haven't been in so long. The closest one, I think, to me is in Burlingame, maybe Millbrae.
That's not that far.
I should try that.
You know,
I should try
that
out.
There's so many other taquerias on the way there that I could stop at.
Well, there it is. That's the point.
I mean, if you could see that sign and think to yourself, I would rather go there
It
than
wasn't
Michael's.
So much rather, it was just closer. Mm. There's food right there.
Let's go there.
Done. Mm. It's not it. It wasn't the best moment to relay on air because I don't...
It's
want
right.
them to feel bad that...
Oh, no. Believe me.
They're doing
you
fine.
You didn't affect the line out the door.
All right, good. Anyway, I had a great day yesterday. I went surfing with two of my buddies.
Oh, fun.
And
good.
We were out in the water for like 2 hours. It was sunny.
Yeah.
Crystal clear water.
Nice.
Sheet glass.
Decent waves.
Decent waves. A little rusty.
Which buddies?
From having Peter...
Peter.
Lighthouse Realty.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, shame.
And my friend Brian, my neighbor down the street.
Oh, nice.
So it was just...
I'm so happy that you have such a nice little community around where you live. That's great.
It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. It is. There's nothing like neighbors and a neighborhood for your kid. It's great. I'm psyched. So
why
even though
staying.
You're moving, you're staying.
Right.
You're not so far away that you can't
hang
with
those
people.
We'll all hang for sure.
Is everyone super jealous of your new house?
No. But I have a feeling that we'll be entertaining quite a bit.
Well, you've got a humongous house now with a beautiful backyard and a pergola.
I think, the backyard is, I think, the thing.
Yeah, it is the thing.
And the missus is into it.
It's great.
Although, you know, the home buying thing is you ask people for stuff. The people, it's so stupid. She's like, her and Peter are all, we're going to ask for the backyard furniture. I'm like, you guys...
Again? I thought they already said no.
Well,
right.
No.
So that's what so they said no. So now it's gone.
Right. And so it's empty.
So
and...
she's like, I can't wait to go sit in the backyard. I'm like, I'm what? There's nothing.
And
out
don't,
there.
And listen, here's the thing though. Don't just buy things to get them because then you're kind of stuck with them and you sort of marry them.
Let me tell you something.
She needs to take her time.
I agree.
And wait and...
This is how people are wasteful. You buy something to fill a space. Even if it's, you know, I'll go to, and no offense, IKEA, but you go somewhere where you can get something inexpensive, and then that's garbage now.
Right.
And you're just filling the landfill with stuff.
Right. You're going to be replacing that.
Wasting money.
Take your time and just get a couple cheap Walgreens folding chairs you can take to the beach with you some other time. Use those. And sit and imagine how amazing it'll be when you finally get the furniture you really want.
There's going to be a long time of imagining.
Yeah. Well...
We are wiped out.
Well, it happened. You know what, though? You're house poor. You got a great, you have a great house.
We are annihilated poor.
So psyched for you. So when is the painting, that's happening before you ever move
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I don't know. I know you guys want more detail. I'm not sure how it's all, it's everything is sort of balls in the air.
Uh-huh.
How they're going to drop, we'll see.
You going to cut your own lawn out back, or you going to get some, get a guy to do that for you?
We're going to cut our own lawn.
Are you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well,
for now. For now, they're cutting their own lawn.
My first choice is to let it die. But, well, you know, from there.
Then you have to replace it.
Then you have a big, ugly backyard. Yeah. You want a big, beautiful backyard.
Come on. No need for that grass.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know what we're going to do.
You know, the neighbors, there's probably a neighborhood guy that comes around.
Probably, yeah.
That you can hook up with.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question off the record? Do you feel like you're going to
have... Off the record, we're on the air. This is all been...
I guess we can never address this again.
Do you feel like your workload is going to quadruple and you're going to get stuck doing a bunch of stuff you don't
know?
Really,
I think that actually, right. I know it sounds ridiculous, but we've had, because of our two lives sort of...
meshing.
Coming together, we have too much... stuff. We're actually streamlining a lot right now.
Oh, nice.
No. I'm talking about...
I know what you're talking about, but I'm saying that there's been a lot of extra things that we've both had to deal with, and once we get everything sorted out, we'll actually have an easier go of things.
I was going to say, it seems like you guys are in a way better place, and as a family unit, you're having an enjoyable time, and the fact that you're getting another house together is humongous.
But I'm not saying that it's been easy. Starting from that bag squatter guy, which I could just cuss a string. You don't even know. I'm still can't believe that that's somehow legal.
Right.
That our laws here in this state or city or area... allow someone to just sit in your house.
Basically steal from you.
Even if you've given them not only normal notice, but double normal notice. And somehow that's... Anyway, all that was the start of this long string
whole process
of things.
Right.
So, you know, we're there. It's good.
Someone messaged me and wanted me to ask you a question.
Oh, yeah.
What was the question?
What does someone have to ask?
They want to know if you're going to get solar panels on your roof.
We already have them.
Oh, fantastic. Oh my God, I'm super jealous. I want solar so bad.
It's too late.
I hate when my bill rolls in. I don't have a $13 bill like you do.
Shame. Well, Vinny might get paid for his
Yeah,
solar
we already
panels.
Have him. It's part of the...
You know what I mean?
It's already...
PG&E might have to pay him. Like, he might be making money.
I don't know if they pay you or they
Sometimes
just credit
I
you.
Yeah, I think it's a credit. But it doesn't matter. They're there, and that was part of the...
It's great.
The draw to the spot.
I'm telling you, I haven't really noticed too much of a change charging my electric car. My bill's always pretty high. I always feel like I'm such a consumer.
How much, roughly?
A lot. Like
more than 500?
No. That was my old house. The house on the hill. The mansion. That house, I swear to God, in the winter, it would be like $900.
Oh, my God.
I got to heat that place.
To heat that place.
How much did I pay in 10 years?
Dude, believe me, probably more than what you pay. I mean, when I got a $900 bill there, I was just like, we have to leave. Like, this, we can't pay this. Like, this is ridiculous. So now, I mean, it's much, much less than that. It's usually under 300, which is good, but it averages around 300, which is still a lot of, and I'm like, I have a perfect southern exposure roof. I'm like, oh, we got to get, why don't we pay a gajillion dollars and get solar?
Yeah.
So we can pay less money on our electric. That's super, that's great.
Well, she used to work for solar, and I'm not trying to sell it to anybody, but I do know they have tons of leasing programs that it's a really interesting business because...
They can get you into it without you having an outlay.
Well, they want to get their panels on your house.
Well, the panels help everyone. The
desperately,
panels
they
feed
want
the
them
grid.
On the house.
Right.
So they, you know, I mean, they're in competition to get theirs on your home.
Right.
You know, their contracts are lengthy and difficult to understand for most people, but because it could be a 20-year contract.
Right.
You know, yeah, we'll put this on your roof for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And the thing, you know this from having bought your electric car. The technology moves forward so fast, you're like, 20 years? am I going to have the jankiest possible setup
I know.
In 10 years?
It's funny because as things change and get better and get smaller and get this and that, it is, that's a commitment.
Right. Well, they know that. That's their deal.
That's why they're signing you up for
That's
it.
What they're like, yeah, we got to sell these today, even if the stuff gets better tomorrow.
Right.
We got a warehouse full of this
if
crap.
If in the end you still are taking your electric bill way down and, you know, less emissions in the world.
Agreed.
Doing
yeah, it's all good.
Part.
So I had a really fun time yesterday, cool. And it was cool to be out with my boys and just giggling like children.
I'm
it's
going
like it.
To get. I'm going to go to my personal shopper, Pam.
Oh,
ding ding shame at Nordstrom today.
Who? What?
This chick that I've gone to a few times.
Pam's
now.
Pam's back.
No, this
different
is a different Pam.
Pam.
This is a Pam. Pam
private
who works
jet
at.
Pam?
No, not private jet Pam. Pam
yeah,
who works at Nordstrom.
Sarah.
She didn't dump me. I dumped them. It's all done with them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I wasn't like, I can't just be friends with people because they're, never mind.
No, what do you mean? No, this is a scandalous story. The last time we saw her, she was like, I'm not sure, should I buy a home in Laguna Niguel? And we were like, what the hell is your life all about?
Yeah.
As she pulls up in a brand new, like the baddest ass brand new Audi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and that's because they left the Maserati at home. Yeah, they we just
the life.
Their lives changed a lot in the couple of years after they became
the
private
money.
Jet people, and it became difficult to, you know,
maintain a friendship.
It did, and I wasn't prepared to do that just so I could go use their house in Montana.
Well, why would you?
I wouldn't, but
right.
John was super mad. He's like, what? I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable with that. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. That's not the story. Today, I'm going to get, I have my girlfriend's 50th birthday party tomorrow. And then that wedding.
Which girlfriend?
Sherry.
Sherry.
Yes. Oh, Sherry. Our love. So I'm going to get a cute outfit for that. And then I got that wedding coming. You know me. I can't wear dresses. And I just don't want to. So
what wedding?
My niece's wedding. It's remember next week
remember
I have a day off? Coming
the
up.
Hot redhead?
Next week
the
or
redhead.
The 22nd.
Yeah. Whenever that is. 2 weeks from now.
She's
right.
off
Are we
that
all
Friday.
That off,
yeah.
No, we're working.
Okay, great.
It'll be great. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get a couple outfits for that. I've got to go to the rehearsal dinner and to the...
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
I know. So it's, I got to say though, you know me, I hate to shop. I hate all things about it. And this lady puts these outfits together for me and I look at them. And
oh,
just,
Pam does.
Pam does, yeah. She's great.
At Nordy.
At Nordstrom.
Hey.
Yes.
So last night I was hanging out with Johnny Mosley because we're going to do a movie review next week.
Johnny Mosley. Did you see the movie? Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. We saw the movie. And,
did you see... Right. Sorry, hold on one second. He posted recently from the studio as he's doing the voiceover for the next Warren Miller film.
Oh, no, I didn't
and
see
And I
that.
Know that you didn't grow up going to those, but it's such a cool... It's one of the coolest... And he's absolutely worthy... Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
He's the best skier in the world. It's just such a trip. He's in this huge recording studio, and he looks like he just rolled out of bed.
Probably did.
But why would you? I mean,
right?
But they're doing a video because they're going to make that part of the, I guess, movie or something.
Sure.
So neat. Man,
What a life.
It's neat to see him be successful.
Yeah.
We've known him for a long time.
We have, since right when we got here.
And then the height of it all.
I think he was a... Could he have been a teenager?
No, he wasn't.
Nah.
He was in
early
his...
Early 20s.
Early 20s.
All right.
The height of it all. Where were you last night?
So we were... We went to go see this movie, American Assassin. We're going to review it next week. Yuzette's making an exception to have him come in on Monday because he is supposed to be... in Miami promoting the Olympics coming up.
Oh.
And I'm like, don't go to Miami, bro. Mm-hmm. It's 157 mile per hour winds.
Right. The South Korea Olympics?
Something with the Olympics, because he's the commentator for NBC. I don't know exactly the details, but whatever it is, it's in Miami.
So those are coming up this year, the Winter Olympics?
2018, yeah, but... I don't... Let me look this up. While you go ahead and finish the story.
Anyway,
sorry.
So there's a, you know, I'm trying to convince the guy. I'm like, listen, even if they give you the green light, I mean, it's going to be devastation.
Right.
Did you see the traffic just trying to get out of Florida last night on CNN?
I did. I've been looking at my mom's feed.
Everybody's running out of fuel.
Right.
Five.
They said they waited for gas for an hour, and that's apparently a really short wait. They sat in a line waiting for gas for an hour.
Crazy.
Yeah, North Korea, 2018.
North Korea?
Wow.
Sorry, South Korea.
I was like, what?
The crazy guys got it. But so I said, listen, don't go. And let's just do the movie review on Wednesday or Thursday like we normally do. And he goes, yeah. You're probably right. I'm like, come on, you're a father. You got kids. Whatever's going on, NBC can push it back a week, right?
For the movie review.
In about 8 months.
For his life.
Oh. In about 8 months, South Korea will host the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, about 40 miles from the demilitarized zone.
40 miles.
You can go to the demilitarized zone. When I was there, I was 6 miles away from it. I mean,
it's pretty wide. So if you're 40 miles from it, you're still, I think it's like 30 or 60 miles.
No thanks.
Some crazy amount.
South Korea is incredible. I loved it. I know Bryn didn't love it, but I thought it was.
Yeah, you raved about
phenomenal.
It.
Phenomenal. If you have an opportunity to go, check it out. And go for the Olympics. I mean.
Should I go to the Amalfi Coast or to Seoul, South Korea?
Well, what's it for?
Is for
it
just vacation. What should
just
I do?
Vacation?
Snap judge. Do it.
Amalfi.
Okay.
But if it's between Amalfi or the South Korea for the Olympics, go to South Korea. Mm. You gonna
sounds go? Crowded. No,
this crowd.
They don't have horses in the Winter Olympics, though. What are you gonna watch?
I know.
Oh, I guess you would watch skiing.
I would watch the skating. I like the skating. I actually love the Winter Olympics. Like, I love that the luge. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I do too.
The little flume thing that they do. I don't know why. Like, I would never go to an event, but I will certainly sit and watch that on TV. I love that high jump thing. You know, the big, where they jet down the ramp and then go up. Whatever that thing is called. When we were driving through Austria, I think, and they have one of those just set up on the side of the road. And you know that in the winter, it's going to be
incredible.
I don't
even think the average person could imagine what it would be like to stand on the top of that and then
go.
Tip over.
I know.
It's like you watch it and it seems neat, but you can't even imagine how They're flying.
And they have to, any little bobble and they're tumbling. They're not flying, they're tumbling.
And the people, because they're obviously the best in the world at it, they don't tumble too much. So it does seem kind of easy.
I know. They make it look really easy. And I've played it on Wii. And it's hard. You've got to be perched and leaning forward with your arms just so. It's pretty hard even when you're just playing it on,
when you
in
go
the living room.
In the living room on Wii.
Right.
When you go, also check out the freestyle skiing and the snowboarding. Those
are good
events to watch, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to that.
Yeah. Well, you might.
I'm not.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Okay.
I didn't catch Big Brother last night. Did anything good happen?
No. Nope.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
Oh, you mean everything went as it...
I am telling you that what you think stupid people would do, stupid people did. It's unbelievable, that show. It's actually annoying.
Part.
Which part? Which one?
The
balls?
Lemons.
Yeah, that's so stupid. And then the person who won that... Mm-hmm. Was that the veto? Maybe that was the veto. Honest to God...
It was, and then They didn't use it. Yeah.
And the thing is, that's the one person who has the wherewithal to actually go, oh, that person is controlling the entire game. It's aggravating. It's really a shame. But they did announce, Vinny, at the end of the show, that this winter they're going to do a Celebrity Big Brother.
What?
I'm printing out the article right now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, tell us in the celebrity trailer. We got to break anyway.
That's really all that there is on that story.
Well, who are the celebrities?
They don't say who the celebrities. She says you'll find out more, blah, blah, blah. But this winter, I guess after Survivor ends, they have
January
that period.
January or something like that.
Something like that. So I'll be looking forward to that for sure. Hopefully there won't be a bunch of stupid celebrities.
They're saying some famous people. As opposed to the UK version where they're like, D-list people?
They are, and a lot
well,
of they have a lot of American D-listers too over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
You can use the word famous very loosely.
Well, we've all seen Dancing with the Stars lineup.
Yeah.
Clearly, the definition of star has changed quite a bit since the advent of the internet, I guess. Because what? No, that person's a star. KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday! We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.